comes to the show that never ends. This is Wayback Playback episode number 334. As this week, we bring you the conclusion of WCW Monday Nitro for September 27th, 1999. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined as always by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, the effing king of recovery, Jim Valley. Jim, are you ready to climb into the Wayback Machine, head back to 1999, and relive the beginning of the end of World Championship Wrestling?
Hey, what? This is Wayback Playback.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I thought I was on hold for my telemedicine proctologist examination.
Oh, okay.
Same difference.
Yeah,
this
pretty
is
much.
Painful. WCW 99, it's going to hit all the same spots.
Okay. And very painfully, too, I imagine.
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, lots everybody... What's up?
Lots of crap. Just lots
yeah, they're we've seen some of that. First of all, happy Royal Rumble Day to all of our listeners across the world. Everybody's as excited about the 2021 Royal Rumble as we are. And thank you for that. Also,
it's good.
Yeah, it is. Also, you can visit our Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. With Jim back, there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. And we start a new month and a whole new billing cycle. We've got bonus material up. We'll add more bonus material. Jim will be doing more, and you get to hear all 334 episodes of Wayback Playback. And really, that experience is priceless, Jim.
Couldn't agree more. I can't wait to hear my first one.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. All right, and on the charts, the return of Jim last week, we saw increases in the U.S. and globally in the sports category. What's that?
Well, no wonder you're making me do this.
Yeah.
I feel like Kerry Von Erich.
Okay. Are you holding a saw blade?
It's a joke, yes. I'll give it my best stab. I'm limping along.
I'm playing along, I think. Right. We're playing along. All right. We moved up. We also moved up the charts in the wrestling category, the sports category, and the overall the leisure category, which we're very well known for. This is very much a leisurely show, and our overall podcast ranking. So if you want to advertise, go ahead and sign up now. You can do that over at the Patreon, actually. And if you don't want to advertise, you don't have to. You can just send money. Jim, in fact, GoFundMe.com/F/Jim-Valley-Fundraiser. That is still going on because they're still sending Jim bills. Last time I heard.
Sign up for Patreon. Pat's got mouths to feed. I've got bills to pay. And also, I got my King of F and Recovery t-shirts.
Pro That's wrestling. Right. Over pro wrestling tees, yeah. We'll have to make...
Yeah. I need a line of toddler wear for me.
Oh, toddlers, yeah. That's what we need. That's what the boy needs.
I'm the King of F and drooling. I'm the King of Teeth. The Queen of Teeth. I'm just making stuff up now, Pat.
No, that's fine. That's outstanding. Okay. So let's get back to... Okay, now what we normally do here as we hit the final hour of the show is we go to all the reviews, which, I know you're very excited about. But I can't do too much of the reviews from the newsletters without giving away stuff that happens in the show. Let's see. Okay. I do have stuff from Dave Meltzer's review of Nitro. Originally, the Rick Steiner versus Van Hammer match was booked as Sid versus Van Hammer, but Sid showed up and said he could not wrestle because he was suffering from allergies. That won him a lot of brownie points, according to Dave. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Bret Hart's about doing a promo here. They brought in a makeup person because they wanted Bret Hart's mouth to be all messed up on camera to sell the baseball bat shot he took from Lex Luger on a previous episode. Bret Hart refused to get made up and downplayed the injury, saying that he had a few stitches.
Okay. That's our Bret.
That's all right. Let's see. Meanwhile, over on the – we'll cover more of this later, probably after the hour. Meanwhile, over on the Pro Wrestling Torch, Wade Keller says Nitro was hastily booked or booked by somebody with no attention to detail. Well, I think that's almost a guarantee. While Bill Bush and his staff look into what major changes to make, there should be some attention paid to doing the little things right in the meantime to stop the bleeding. Now, there are several mistakes that or things that Wade points out need to be changed, and I'll skip a few of those because We can't, because they're coming up and we'll see them when it happens. First of all, Sid didn't appear in the arena other than to interfere in a match. Sid wouldn't really drive that car, I guess the sedan that he drove up in. Okay. Rick Steiner versus Van Hammer was pointless. I challenge one WCW booker to name one thing that Steiner versus Hammer accomplished other than filling TV time. Well, I agree that it did fill TV time, Jim. Let's see. The Lex Luger makeover was all sizzle and no steak. Well, I mean, but they had a nice video for it. I don't understand.
That is nothing.
Yeah. How did a segment where Kimberly talks about the Nitro Girls tryouts get positioned in the first competitive quarter hour? And Wade points this out, which I was unaware of. It seems obvious that Goldberg's ring introduction should take place a couple of minutes before Raw starts if the goal is to minimize channel switching, not having his post-match interview ending just as Raw starts. I assumed that they were doing the Goldberg versus Hugh Morris match right when Raw started, but they weren't. They got it all out of the way before Raw started.
Of course.
Yes. Because WCW, as we like to say.
Yeah.
It's another commercial break, and I'd like to talk about our sponsor, Ken and Tech's Pet Care of Bangor, Maine, located at kenandtech.com, KenandTech.com. Be sure to check them out. Also, if you have not participated in the fundraiser for Jim Valley set up by Josh Nason of Wrestling Observer website and Figure Four Online, go to gofundme.com/f/Jim-Valley-fundraiser. As of today, $67,514 raised. Still more to go because Jim has been out of action for a long, long time. So whatever you can afford to give, go ahead and do that there. And also, yes, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. For as low as $4.50 a month, you can get all of our new episodes early and without commercials. And you can get bonus matches that we do, bonus episodes, extra stuff that we've pulled out from the past. There's various tiers that you can go to on that. But for $4.50 a month, you can get all of our past episodes. You can get every one of our new episodes in advance and commercial-free. And that's what you want. And that will cover all 331 episodes. It's a great deal, and no one else can give it to you. Thanks to our friends at Pro Wrestling Torch for helping us out with this. It is, of course, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And I think once Jim gets back, our patron will only get better. All right, so we're at 1 hour, 28 minutes, and 7 seconds, and that's probably as good a way to start as anything. And we have a long shot of Mean Gene Okerlund standing by in the ring. Is that what you have also, Jim?
I have him in his scandalous tan suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was 99. Apparently those were still okay then, at least if you were Gene Okerlund.
Good deal.
That's true. It's not like Okerlund was president, although he could have been. All right, we're all going to hit play together, everybody, in 3, 2, 1. All right. Yeah, we're in the shank of the evening. There's a new arena. And this is the home of the Atlanta Thrashers. If you're wondering why you haven't heard of the Atlanta Thrashers, they had to move because nobody was coming to see their hockey games.
But that's story. New Orleans Pelicans? What are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's basketball.
What are they now? I don't even know.
I don't know. I want to say the Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg and became the Winnipeg Jets, but I have to look that up. Yeah. Yeah, I know. They have hockey in Canada. Hard to believe. Okay, now here's Bret Hart, folks. And no, his face is not made up.
I don't think the Calgary Hitman hockey team exists anymore either.
I don't think so. No, I think you're right about that.
I wanted one of those shirts back in the day. I never got one.
Yeah.
I lived in Spokane, as I mentioned before, about this time. And I would go see the Spokane Chiefs play their Calgary Hitman. It was fun.
Okay.
Our radio station got free tickets. And the Spokane Arena.
That's the best kind of hockey.
And the Spokane Arena at the best sausage Starbucks. It's good eating.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan's in the hospital. So it looks like the main event will be Ric Flair and Bret Hart against Sting, Luger, and DDP.
What? WCW screwed with a TV main event to piss fans off?
I know. All right. So, yeah, the Thrashers did become the Winnipeg Jets. Okay. Glad we got that straightened out. All right. Yep. Okay, so Bret Hart just explained that he took a baseball bat to the face and got a couple of stitches. All right.
Bret Hart says everything with such conviction, you believe.
He's happy to be back.
And you can tell by the look on his face how happy he is.
Yes.
That's one thing you'll notice in this, as I watched this earlier, lots of happy faces.
That's right.
Oh man, everybody, you can tell that the situation with the company and all the planning has not made everyone depressed and really want to put in their best.
That's true. Well, it's things are sort of in flux. But you know, Bill Bush is telling them, "Well, we're gonna keep doing better shows, and we're gonna build this back up."
You know, this show is not as convoluted as I expect.
No, it's not.
Much more of a match.
Okay, so Brett said Hulk Hogan is like the Elvis Presley of wrestling. Presumably, he doesn't mean that Hulk is overweight in a jumpsuit and about to die in a toilet. Presumably.
Untalented daughters.
Hey, there you go. All right. Oh, look.
Actually,
Ric Flair's dressed for his match.
Think, how old is Lacey Evans right now? 12?
I guess.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's Ric Flair, folks.
Business Ric Flair.
That's right. Business in the front, party in the back.
Is there any other kind?
Yes. Ric Flair? Wow.
These are the nicest things these guys will ever say about each other.
That's true.
Because they have to.
Okay. Yes, they're great friends here. Now, keep in mind that most of the first half of 99, Flair and Hogan were trying to kill each other. Yep. Right. Also, the WWF, the ex-WWF guys are the good guys, and the WCW lifers are the bad guys.
Well, and also, these guys fought each other as a main event on a pay-per-view and drew a bigger buy rate than expected, so... Hey, we better flip them and have the team now.
Right.
Because we don't want to go with what's working.
No.
The first sabotage didn't work. Let's try a new one.
Yep. They're going to make history tonight. Well, they are, but we'll spoil that later. We'll talk about that later.
Yep. Okay. History for one of the most forgotten shows ever.
No, but you're getting warmer. Oh, man. Yes, Ric Flair is elbow dropping nothing.
Yeah, how come he's not hurt?
Knee dropping nothing.
It always hurts when you miss something.
And he goes for his finisher, the Greco-Roman punch to the doodads.
Yeah, I'm the Invisible Man.
Yep. It's like a GCW show. Do you want to get in the ring? Oh, if Elizabeth wants to get in the ring, he'll ride her. Of course he will.
There's everybody's crazy uncle at a wedding.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, Brett says they're going to win this one for Hogan. That's convincing. Yep. Okay. Fans are happy. Fans are happy enough. All right. Here we go. Yay. Oh, I did actually pick this up, which I didn't mention in the first 2 hours. At the start of Nitro, they did the pyro. Pam Hildebrand was there. They put Brian Hildebrand's ashes in with the pilot with the pyro because that was his dying wish. I'm not making that up.
On this episode?
On this episode at the top.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, that's his dying wish. Yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah, unfortunately, they, of course, don't mention this during the broadcast because, you know, why would you want to?
No.
Yeah, right. Okay, kids are happy. Like, hey, we're in the middle of, you know, we got more wrestling. I mean, you know, I mean, I know WWF is killing them. There's a lot of people that are just happy. Hey, wrestling, hey, we're going to see some wrestling.
Yeah, this is not a bad show.
No. In fact, they talk about how, you know, Meltzer talks about how the show's getting better since Bischoff left.
Yeah, but I mean, still, they're so far behind.
They are.
I mean, there's not much. But I mean, even like the set they put together, it's like WWE put that Titantron in and was having a lot of success with like cross interviews on the Titantron and stuff. And WCW could have and should have done the same thing, and they weren't paying attention, and they did this stupid set with this stupid logo.
Well, that is one thing I appreciate about it. Russo is one of the first things he did is, yeah, let's bring out a Tron and let's make it look a little bit more like the Raw set.
But they made it look cheap. It's like, spend the money up front.
Okay, so he's calling Tori Wilson, and she's not in a cell, and they're obviously in the same building.
The call is coming from within the locker room.
I know. So
instead of me, I told you about. Yeah, not to worry about.
Right. So yeah, David Flair is wondering where his girlfriend is, and his girlfriend's with Kidman. He hung up on me. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Sid. You gave Goldberg Sid's car keys? Why would you do that? I don't know.
Got this great idea. Tow truck wars.
Yeah. All right. Oh, the luxury boxes. All right. Hey. That looked like a luxury box, didn't it?
Luxury box, Nitro. Some Miller Lights or whatever drink.
Yeah, hey. Luxury boxes are nice, but they, you know, they're generally for people who aren't there to see whatever event's going on.
Yes.
Although, let's see, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I remember one time being in a luxury box. We were playing on the junior high basketball team, and our coach got a luxury box for the Harlem Globetrotters. At the Capitol Center. Now, I mean, I guess nobody else wanted it. That's all I can imagine.
So well, you want a luxury box so you don't get the water dumped on you.
Okay, that's valid. Oh, there he is, Conan.
Yes.
Conan's out with his second stupid hat of the night. And I'm sorry. Conan.
I like that Conan is from Miami, but he dresses like a retired person in Miami.
We're not going to get any blowback on this from Joe Feeney. No.
Seriously. Whatsoever. I mean, these days I dress like that. Baggy pants, sweatshirt.
Hey.
Because I don't leave my house, and I have bandages.
That's true.
So Conan and I are very simpatico when it comes
to this. This is the Baggy Pants podcast, kids.
Yeah, we're very much in the same camp.
Same demographic. All right.
Comfortable but cash.
Oh, and look who gets the fancy entrance. Perry Saturn.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody who looks thrilled to be there.
Saturn always looks the same. Yeah, he always has the same facial expression. I mean, say what you will about it. Yeah.
That's him selling pain, too.
Yeah.
And that t-shirt logo designed by a seventh grader in metal shop.
Yeah, that was not good.
Jesus.
I would have thought Shane Douglas would have, you know, as a school teacher, could have made a better t-shirt, I would think.
Well, I think that's where he got it off of some kid's desk, probably.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to pay to have it designed, I guess Well, it's that or you let the WCW people design it.
Okay, here. We're going to choose from these rejected striper logos.
Exactly. All right. There we go. Now, Conan and Saturn, they should have a perfectly reasonable match that nobody cares about. Well, I guess this is a match between the Filthy Animals and the Revolution, and they're feuding or something.
By the way, the only difference between what Conan's wearing and what I'm wearing is my underwear is up higher.
Well, that's valid.
Mine is touching my nipples, just so you know. Yeah.
Perfectly okay. All right. Here we go. Well, I'm wearing a my pants are probably just as high, except I'm wearing a shirt.
Right, but you don't have a chain. You have a life alert bracelet.
That's true, I do. At my age, yes. Yes, I'm going to be, let's see. Yes, I'm attending parenthood classes from the Strom Thurmond Institute, so I'll be ready.
That's great. That's awesome.
Thank you. All right, there we go. So, yep. So of course, since there's a match going on, Bobby Heenan and Tony Schiavone are talking about the main event.
Of course.
Okay. Now, my other question is, who gets a tattoo of their own name on their body? Well, Conan Everybody? Does, obviously. What?
Rappers.
I'm not okay. Well, okay. I guess he's a rapper, so that counts.
Could be worse. It could say tomato head.
That's true. That's true. I need to write down more t-shirt ideas. Tomato head.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's bad, but even Jeff Jarrett said, "Now pass."
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'll go with slap nuts.
Slap nuts. That's money right there.
Even that's better.
It was better than tomato head.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, it's the Bernie Sanders meme.
There it is.
Yeah.
He's like Bernie Sanders. I swear these guys have had 100 better matches than this. Is this just... Oh, look at that. Look at that. He technically, if this was a couple years later, that would have been a tap out.
Yeah, I would have. Well, I mean, they've already announced that they spent the entire show announcing the two big main events. And after this match, they're getting to the two big main events. I mean, the only good news is nobody has phones, so you don't have people watching Raw in the crowd. Because that would be awkward. Okay, oh, we'll be back after the break. Only a pinfall going on here, nothing to worry about. And Tony didn't get time to talk about it. We'll have the videotape machines rolling.
Hey, look, it's good to see Bruce Mitchell's in the audience.
Yes, he is. Holding a big sign that says Wade.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Well, it looked for half a second like Conan was trying to kip up, but not so much. See, Saturn has Saturn on his back, the planet Saturn tattooed on his back. That makes sense. And Saturn's a former Army Ranger.
And he's got a Mike Tyson tattoo on his face now.
Oh, there you go.
Saturn had some rough years.
Yeah, well, I'm amazed I've gone this far in life without a tattoo. Oh, that's right. I don't hate myself. That's Anyway. Because what would I get a tattoo of anyway?
I don't know. Your kids. Your kid, Mary.
Yeah. That's okay. I've got pictures.
That's true.
I don't need to have a needle go through my body.
Yeah. I'm not against it. I just think I would get tired of whatever I chose.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know.
Plus, my body's gonna get saggier instead of the other way around, so we got that.
Even saggier?
Yes.
Wow, shit.
That's okay, you get one per episode, just like Dynamite.
Is that really okay?
Yeah, that's the rule, yes. We've done Dynamite a lot since you left, yeah. The show's evolved slightly. Not much.
I get one like Dynamite, meaning you're going to punch me in the mouth like Chakra Joe.
No, I don't think we're going to do that.
I know. Joke.
I know. I know.
Yes, Pat is a... I'm not Pat. Conan, I like he's wearing the same pantsuit as the lady who sells supplemental life insurance on my TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think William Devane wore that pantsuit also, and the hat. He was selling gold.
That is timeless.
Oh, there we go. He might have also worn that hat during Bad News Bears breaking training. I don't remember.
I only watched the one with Antonio Inoki. It's Japan or nothing.
That's my yes, Anthony Curtis. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. The only one. Sorry, I'm a snob like that. Five stars.
You're a purist.
Yeah.
You're an apuro. Yes. And two. Oh, yeah, the Cauliflower Alley event has been postponed until September, by the way.
Till September, which is good.
Yes, it is.
I might do that. They'll be walking me by then.
All right. Yep. Oh, there we go. It's the X Factor. I'm sorry, or something like that. Uh-oh, look who's coming down to ringside. It's a bunch of luchadors.
Oh, Silver King. R.I.P. Oh, Silver goodness. King.
Yeah, okay, they already did the Latino World Order. What are we trying to do here?
Well, this one is with Chavo Guerrero.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Okay, here come the filthy animals out. And all right, but Bob, those guys aren't the Revolution, so
And Bobby Heenan says, oh, they're getting filthy. Mm-hmm. Bobby Heenan earning his money. Not drunk at all.
Completely sober.
Completely sober and cares.
Yes. Well, look, Shane Douglas is making the save.
Who's that? Well,
Malenko is coming in, and Benoit's coming in, and they're making things worse instead of better.
Right. Shane Douglas dressed like the manager at Hot Topic.
Yep. Or Deegan. I don't know. One or the other. Okay. I don't need your help. Yeah, there were only 10 guys in there. Saturn didn't need your help. All right. None of this will make sense, but we're going to take a break anyway. Oh, Halloween Havoc, Jim. It's Sting and Hogan. Yes. It's the match the world's been demanding.
Because their match at Starrcade was so great. You want to see it?
And their match at Fall Brawl. Oh. Huh? Sid Wisconsin.
Look at this piece of crap car.
This piece of crap car is okay.
Look at that, like an 87 Tercel. What is that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay, it's got a sunroof. I don't see what he's... Okay, but there are no keys. But he doesn't have the keys, so...
Even Tony Khan lent Chris Jericho a car so they could pretend. Come on.
Okay, now here's the thing, though. I think Sid is upset because he doesn't have his keys, so he has to stay for the rest of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to miss his softball tournament in the morning.
So is Goldberg driving the tow truck like he drove the monster truck?
I hope not.
That was the whole segment, folks. All right. Anyway, it's amazing they didn't do better against Raw this week. Okay. Diamond Dallas Page is a former two-time world champ. Here, we'll prove it.
Hey, I saw him win his first world title.
You did? That's right. Spring Stampede.
Tacoma, yeah.
Hey. A historic night.
That was a pretty good show. I liked it.
Yeah, I've seen, I mean, they'd had worse. I can tell.
Yeah, no, that was a good show.
Saw most of them. Right. Yes. You have to earn the respect. Oh, no. Oh, Sting and Luger beating up Ric Flair. Well, that is kind of a twist, though, you got to admit. Okay, so here we go. Bill Davis of Rocky Mount. Hi, Bill. He's in the crowd. And the AWO is in the crowd. I guess that means the Average World Order. I don't know.
Rocky Mount, is that Dollywood song? You'll always be home sweet home.
So I'm guessing one of the enhancement performers works as a tow truck driver part-time.
More than likely.
Okay, he said, have it back by 11, is what Goldberg says. Well, that's the opposite of how towing works. Towing means you take the car away. You don't take it around. I don't know. It's WCW.
I personally would have gone with Mulkey towing scissors.
That would have been perfect. You're in Atlanta. Yeah. Well, but that's because Russo wasn't there yet. If Russo was there, there'd be a wrestler who was a tow truck driver part-time.
They'd have Repo Man do it or something.
They could have had Barry Darso do it. I think he's still employed there at the time.
Who wasn't employed there?
I know. Well, I'm reading the newsletters in September 99. They're finally starting to cut guys is the big story. Yeah, they cut James Mitchell. Okay. And they cut Sick Boy, And I guess the next week they cut Mike Enos. So. Yeah, so DDP is telling people to shut the hell up.
Yes, DDP and his shirt made of duct tape.
Yes. That's great, though.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
It's DIY. It's perfect. Yes.
Yeah, that's the original DIY.
He says something here. He says Sting is a 9-time champion. It's like, did he hold the belt? Wow.
Sure.
I guess, oh, yeah. I guess in the early days, yeah.
Why do they hate you, DDP? Because you loaned out your wife. Oh, wait, hold on. We can't talk about that. Because he's married to the most beautiful woman in the world.
Gene plays along perfectly.
You idiot. DDP delivers the goods.
You know, Kimberly never says she was married to the most handsome guy.
Yeah, there's probably a reason for that.
Right. But hey, they were a good couple. I'm sorry.
They were.
I'm sorry they divorced. Too bad.
Yes.
I hope they're both healthy and happy.
I think they are. Well, one of them does yoga, so we can only hope.
Really? I hadn't heard. Yeah. Which one is that?
Right. Oh, here we go. Sting is the greatest 9-time champion.
9 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Him, Luger, and Sting are the greatest pool of talent ever.
Yes.
Yes. That's why they're the WCW 6-man champions. Oh, wait. No, they're not.
I think the Road Warriors in 10 row are still the 6-man champions.
I think you're right.
And Tony Schiavone has one of the belts in his attic, apparently.
Yep. Okay.
If legends be believed.
Yes. All right. Hulk Hogan, yeah. Gene is convinced Hulk Hogan's going to come back from the hospital. Well, gee, that seems like a long shot, Gene. I don't want to tell Gene his business, but it seems unlikely.
Where would he get that idea except for, every other wrestling show on TV?
Right. Okay. Let's see. WCW heavyweight champion 6 times. Something's wrong here. Let's see. Yeah, this is Wikipedia, and Wikipedia's never wrong, but it says Sting is a 6-time world champion. Oh, it's okay. 2-time international world heavyweight champion. And 1-time NWA champion. Okay, I guess that's 9 times.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Okay, sure. I hadn't given it much thought. And he holds a record in WWE of 1 win and 2 losses. Right. Okay. Look at all those happy fans.
The best part of the show is coming up.
Assault of the Earth. Oh, it is?
Yes, the best part of the show is on the way. There's one reason to watch the show.
Okay. This graphic?
No, not this graphic. Better than this graphic.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have developments with Sid's car?
Even better than Sid's car. Okay, there's somebody in there. There's somebody there who's famous, I guess. Is that guy famous? Is he like a sports
that
player?
That
John Popper!
Yes, that is John Popper.
Look at him. Look at him mug for the camera. This is so funny.
He's happy to be there.
They're on for him for entirely too long, and he just keeps giving. Look at that.
What a great man.
Oh, my God. By the way, he's slightly older than we are.
That's one of the best celebrity appearances WCW ever did.
That's one of the best celebrity appearances any wrestler's ever. Any wrestling's ever.
All right, it's time for Mask versus Hair. Kidman and Psychosis.
Who cares? I just want to watch more John Popper.
My goodness, the filthy animals.
That reason right there is why Blues Traveler is better than Dave Matthews Band. Sorry, but it's true.
Well, there's more reasons than that.
You get Dave Matthews on wrestling, we'll talk. But Till then, don't step to me on that.
No, no. Blues Traveler's awesome. We'll do it right now. No, we'll do it in Atlanta.
Again, Conan, looking like he just got back from mall walking.
Yep. Hey. Hey, man, that stuff's seeing.
Hey, I'll be doing that pretty soon.
Hey, I mean, he made the transition from wrestler to podcaster, you know?
He did very successfully. Conan's a great guy.
Yes. As far as I know.
Lots of respect.
Okay. All right. And here we go. There's Psychosis. Yes, there's no reason why that guy should be wearing a cool mask that you can sell as merchandise.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't have that.
I know. I told you this, I've been to Arena Mexico.
Right.
And outside Arena Mexico, if you ever get a chance to go, go early, because they've got like dozens of pop-up tents filled with merch to buy. Mm-hmm. And it's all pretty inexpensive. Yes. Masks, t-shirts, bobbleheads, hats, dolls, keychains, pins.
Wow.
More than I can even name.
Not to mention, I've heard good things about the churros.
They do deliver a lot of beer. I can tell you that.
Okay.
But, no, seriously, so many gimmicks. And it's just like, in two companies that wanted to merchandise, why take away the merchandise?
Okay, so there's a barber chair there. So are we going to see Ed Leslie? I mean, he's under contract, right?
I know they don't even use him.
Oh, wow. That's just sad. Okay, yay, I'm on TV. She's on TV. They're on TV. Okay. I don't know where these advertisers get these horrible ideas about wrestling fans.
No, dude, wrestling fans are great.
They are the best. Salt of the earth.
I know. From all different walks of life, mm-hmm. And it's cool, man.
Whitaker for life. Forrest Whitaker, a fan there.
Yes.
How about that?
Well, he likes different kinds of shrimp.
Yep. Up, here we go. And we're underway. And there's Psychosis. Yeah, so Combat Zone had a wrestler dressed like Kidman, but they called him Wife Beater. I don't get it. All right, into the barricades we go. Hey,
Kidman, one of those guys more comfortable in WCW than WWE.
Yeah, for good reason. Although he is still employed by WWE, last I heard.
Yeah, he's like a producer and stuff. Good for him.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad things turned out well for him.
Absolutely. You want success stories.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm all happy when people like Matt Hardy are able to, you know, pull out of things. And,
yes. You
know, he was shaky for a while and now he's not.
Right.
You know, Saturn was lost for a while and I think he's stabilized. So, I mean, you want people to be successful. You want
good things to happen to people.
You don't want wrestling tragedies.
Right. There's too many. Yeah, there's enough of those. We don't need any more.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we're getting a barber's eye view of Kidman versus Psychosis here on Monday Nitro. Let's focus even more on the Clippers here.
I don't think anything's plugged in, but hey, whatever.
Okay. Well, why do they need to be plugged? Oh, never mind. Oh, right. Never mind. I forgot what we're doing here. Oh, he's gonna take off the mask. He's not even gonna bother waiting to win the match. He's gonna cheat and do it right now. Of course, if there were WWE announcers, they're saying, "Well, Kidman should be taking the guy's mask off." Oh wait, Chavo's gonna throw in the towel for. Oh wait, or no, is there? Okay, who the dude's out?
Chavo looking jacked, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, there we go. All right, Psychosis has him. Yep. Time to go for the big finish.
Chavo's a good performer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he and Eddie together and separately were great.
Yeah.
I think after that, he just sort of missed having that other guy to play. You know, he missed having somebody to play off of like he could with his uncle, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. All
sharp.
Right. That comes Kidman.
That was sharp.
Oh, and by the way, Dave Meltzer called this match the best match on TV the entire week. It's given that there were like, there were a lot of hours of TV back then for WCW and WWF and BCW.
Had SmackDown started yet?
SmackDown started, yes. SmackDown, we're in like the first month of SmackDown.
So you figure, gosh, that's a lot of, that is a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, 3-hour Nitros especially are a lot of wrestling. Well, it's a good thing nobody's ever gone back to do a 3-hour show on Monday night. Oh, wait.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to know where Sheamus got his hat, he borrowed it from Hoover to Correa.
Oh, yes.
Same hat.
Absolutely. Well, the hat's very juicy.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he feels the need to dress like Meg Ryan, but okay.
Okay, yeah, well, Meg Ryan was big in 99.
Yeah.
All right. Back we go. Oh! And back comes Kidman. Okay, so this is a match that, yeah, it doesn't feel like the crowd cares as much about these two guys as one might think.
No, but it's good that they're giving them some time. They're
yes,
trying.
They are.
They're trying to make it a big deal.
Yeah. They are. Oh, they see themselves up on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, this is the era where you have big screens right above the ring. Up we go. Mo is in the crowd.
He is. It's good to know.
Yes. He wasn't comfortable calling himself Flaming Mo back then.
Yeah, well, it's a different time.
I know.
And also, someone might steal the recipe.
That's true. All right. Up, argument with Scott Dickinson. Not a good idea. Focus on the match.
All right. Of course, in this episode, I guess, we got Flaming Brian Hildebrand.
Well, yeah, we did.
Which is even better.
Yes. It's a beautiful tribute. All right. Here we go. Oh, no. I think the cameraman got dizzy because of that crawfish boil sign.
Yeah, crawfish for 1991. I don't.
Yes. I don't know. They don't keep that long, do they? 8 years?
No, that's...
Not to my knowledge.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, high page. So the sign on the crowd that says high page. What is she, 8?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think I might have been close there.
Look, if I'm going to Staples and buying the big pen and the cardboard, I'm going to come up with something better than that.
High page.
Like tomato head. Like
tomato head is epic.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Oh. All right. Well, Kidman's in real trouble there. He made a facial expression. So he's holding his knee. There we go. Psychosis going up. Ah.
True story. Undertaker, he was never going to be Eggman. He might have been tomato head. They were on the fence. Yeah,
that's
they're
true.
On the fence. Yeah.
It was in the box of gimmicks, right?
That's true. Yes, it was.
That's what I'm told. Yes. We may never get confirmation on that, but that's what I believe.
Right. If Bruce Pritchard can make it up, so can I.
Yep. Oh, that's two. I got out of that one. Sorry. Okay. That's true. All right. Here we go. I mean, like, you know, Dusty Rhodes. Oh, Dusty Rhodes wasn't put in polka dots as a way to make him look stupid. Yeah. Or fat. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
It's power slam.
Right.
Is this a great match?
Yeah, it is. We're doing a heck of a job. Okay, here we go. The crowd says, okay, we're going to get a finish here. The crowd just wants to see people come off the top rope at this, I think. Oh, nope. It's 1-on-3 out there. Doesn't Kidman have a stable that he belongs to?
One would think.
Ugh. I mean, what's going on there? Oh, that's right. They're backstage with Tori Wilson. They don't care. They don't care what's going on with Kidman.
They're working on the next episode of Crank Yankers.
Yeesh, yeah. That must be it. They're making prank calls, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it's the 90s. It'd be the Jerky Boys.
Probably, right? Nope. Here we go. It's time for the roll-up of Doom. No.
Wait a second. Chavo got in the way.
Oh, two. Only two. Uh-oh. Here we go. There's Hoobie. Oh, Michinoku Driver. That's it. Nobody gets up from that.
This match has good moves, and they're all sharp, but God, Kidman could use better facial expressions.
Or some.
Yeah, or any, yeah.
Yeah. He had a good one a couple minutes ago. Just like.
But I mean, it's like.
I guess he's like.
More than just tired. It's like gritty.
Yeah. I mean, he should look more loopy, I guess. Well, that sign really does say Quincy Carter for Heisman. Holy crap. Football reference from 99. Don't worry about it. Okay, here we go. It's time. Wait. You don't powerbomb Kidman. How do these people not know this?
Right, you don't headbutt a Samoan, and you don't powerbomb Kidman. We all know these things.
You don't pull on Superman's cape.
Yeah, these are all rules in wrestling, we know.
That's right. Oh, here we go. And shooting star. That's it. I want to see the face of Psychosis. Nah. No, they made the save.
I wonder, did Psychosis like go to Mexico and drop the mask like three times before this?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think he did.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, he could have. I mean, he could have for all anybody in WCW cared, so.
Yeah, didn't, like, Ray do that and some other people do
that? Oh, there we go. Oh, my goodness, he looks Hispanic.
He looks like a handsome young man.
Yeah. I think that was one thing Bischoff said. Well, these guys are handsome. Why do they need to wear masks? Like, okay.
Make money.
Oh, and now the filthy animals come out.
I love the towel on the camera.
Conan's coming out after a session of painting the back porch, I think, at his house.
He's ready to go.
Yep.
Now he's Rosie the Riveter.
Yep, there we go. All right, Kidman's our hero. Okay, next. The main event.
Bait and switch main event that we call
against Ric Flair, Bret Hart, and the guy who's driving back from the hospital, I guess. Well, it would have looked suspicious if they had a graphic that didn't have Hogan ready to go. Okay, here they are. Sting and Luger and DDP and Miss Elizabeth.
I guess that belt has got the bend in it. I guess that's the real one, but it looks weird.
All right. And let's go and lock. There's Rick. All right, come on, Brett. Let's go. Oh, wait. Where's Brett? Okay, we don't see Brett.
Can Flair walk any faster? Holy cow.
Yeah, well, he's in a hurry. He's in a hurry. He's got to make it to Buckhead for last call after this match.
Is this stadium still standing?
Phillips Arena? Yeah, it replaced the Omni. Literally, it's on the site of the Omni.
So okay, I didn't know.
It's called State Farm Arena now.
I never got torn down yet.
No, not yet.
Everything gets torn down.
I know. I'm Michael Buffer. I never get tired of doing this. I will read whatever they put on the card in front of me.
He pretty much does. Preparation H is great for hemorrhoids.
Yes. Ready. He's great. I mean, you know.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yes.
What a great gig, dude.
Of course, the best moment ever is him playing the villain in Adam Sandler's You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I'm not kidding.
I don't think I knew that.
Well, that's why I'm here. Here we go. This is a historic main event, folks. This is going to be the first time that Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Bret Hart have ever been together in a trios match. Oh, wait. Sid rocks my face. Well, okay. All right.
He must be the catcher on the softball team.
Yeah, I guess so. There you go.
He's literally
the catcher on the softball.
Literally the catcher. Literally softball.
That's the pitcher. Sid, he's the catcher.
Yes, with a mask behind it.
All right.
No double on top. Okay, when I saw this show,
yes,
I remember Sting being a heel for like one show. I was like, Sting was a heel for more than one show.
That's true. He was a heel for, I think, technically several shows.
I don't remember. I remember being like, everyone booed it, everyone hated it, and it was done. I don't remember any length of time. Obviously, I'm wrong.
Well, you know, there's probably a reason why you and most wrestling fans don't remember this lasting any length of time. Because you were watching Raw.
No, I watched both shows.
Okay, I did too.
It's
kind of a blip in the, you know, yeah. And because everybody was cheering him anyway. That was the other problem.
There's a total package where everyone still calls Lex Luger.
Right.
Jesus.
He's the total package. Lex Luger is dead. He's the total package.
God, look at you, James.
A man called Sting. Okay. Here we go. We're ready. Sting's in great shape.
Here he is.
Yes, he is.
He looks great here. Way better than he did Starrcade.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's had like 21 months, so I would expect. We want Hall. Okay, well. Be patient, folks.
Yep, Jillian Hall is...
You're there on the wrong week.
Jillian Hall is years away from being.
I know.
He'll get her.
Right.
He'll get her. It'll happen.
And here we go. All right. It's a handicap match, Tony. Yeah. Hey, they're coming out to Flair's music. Ooh, interesting.
This is so weird.
Because
Sting is the perennial good guy.
Yeah.
And you're used to DDP. He can be a good guy easy.
Yeah.
Luger, whatever. But it's like, you're more accustomed to Flair and Hart being the bad guys.
Yeah, because they're good at it.
Yeah, you're just... It's
Among
just,
other things.
It's reverse dynamic.
I mean, literally one of the first things, you know, Russo did when he got in. Okay, let's make Bret a heel again. Which, you know, I mean, and Bret didn't seem to mind, so.
So dumb.
Yeah.
It's like taking Brody Lee's wife and trying to make her a heel on TV.
Yeah.
People don't want that.
No, they don't.
People didn't want that.
Oh, they made Vicky Guerrero heel on TV. Oh, well, that's
yeah.
Kind of, you know, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
It's just like, you
know. Okay, here we go. It's a 3-on-2 handicap match.
There may be a time when Dark Order needs to be a heel again, a heel group again, but now is not that time.
Now is not that time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to pay attention to what's going on. Try to pay attention to what the fans are doing. I mean, that's just... I mean, okay, it's kind of hard to do during a pandemic, I'll grant you, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so there's a sign in the crowd that says the Falcons are 0-3, but that could be any year. There we go. And here we are. All right. Well, this should be a hard match to screw up. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talent there.
They're all familiar with each other.
Flair and Sting. You know, we've done this. I mean, Flair's trying to be a heel.
Look at this. You've got main events to Starrcade and main events to WrestleMania.
I know.
And Diamond Dallas Page.
And Diamond Dallas Page, exactly.
Yeah, it's an amazing show here.
And Diamond Dallas Page, who lost to The Undertaker's wife on Raw.
Actually, I don't think Flair and Sting ever main event Starrcade, did they? I'm just making a guy wonder.
Flair and Sting, did they wrestle each other at Starrcade? No, I don't. Well, they did, 1990. Although Flair was dressed as a Black Scorpion.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same. It doesn't feel the same. I know. Oh, and 89. They were the main event of Starrcade 89.
The tournament,
Oh, boy. All right. Boy, that Greco-Roman judo punch is amazing.
That's why Sting has hockey pads on his crotch.
I know. Well, I would, too, if I wasn't getting in there with Flair. Good grief.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Luger. Ow. Luger actually seems like he's having a good time, though. All right. And this is the feud that this is one of their big underneath feuds, Bret Hart and Lex Luger, set for Halloween Havoc, 1999. A show that's little remembered and we'll probably never cover. So, all right. Hey.
It's crazy. These guys were kind of rivals in WWE.
Yeah, they were. They were for a while.
Yeah.
I think, In fact, the whole build to WrestleMania 10 was around that. Okay. But, I mean, obviously, WWE made their choice.
Oh, I think they made the right choice, but I think we talked about it before. Yeah. Lex Luger was mispackaged. It was a long time for rah-rah Americana at that time, and Lex Luger's comfortable doing it.
Okay, so DDP had to run around Bret Hart in order to deliver the punch so he wouldn't be out of place. That's, okay. Oh, he had to draw, he had to draw Flair in so Flair could draw the referee. Okay. Yeah. All right, there we go. DDP. And DDP and Bret Hart had some good matches together.
DDP works hard.
Yes, he is. Oh, there we go. Oh, look at Flair. So I was like, you got to do this better. Here, I'll show you. I'm gonna pick myself up and have you throw me back.
To start wrestling at 35 is an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, that is something. I mean, nobody, I mean, he has perseverance. Got in the Hall of Fame,
There are people like, I'm not naming any names, but there are people on AEW who I watch, and it's like, you guys have two shows a week.
Yeah.
And there's some people I feel like are not improving. I'm like, you should be working harder.
Yeah, Paige and Mark Mero would do their tours and then they'd go to the power plant on their day off and work stuff together.
Yeah, it's like, whatever, you need to be, there's some people obviously who are experienced and don't need that, but there's some young talent. I'm like, you should be working harder.
You should be trying to get better, yes.
Your matches should be better than they are, and they're putting you on national television. You haven't made it yet. Mm. Yeah, it's third time. I just want to go.
All right, here we go. We're almost there. We're almost there, Jim. This is the main event. All right, Lex Luger is trying to stomp a mud hole in the, well, not exactly. Hey, black boots, black trunks, black knee pads. Hmm.
I've got an idea. When this doesn't work, let's put this gear on Chuck Palumbo.
There you go. Nope. All right.
Luger. Because you were so big on recycling in the 90s.
That's right. All right, so into the corner, they're working over Bret some more. I mean, I mean, I know this is just a TV match, but I mean, you could have gotten a 20-minute deal out of them easily if you wanted to.
See, Sting should stand up and look at the crowd and go, "See, look how great I am."
He's just not.
He's not.
He hasn't been a heel in 13 years, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of you kind of lose some of that, and the fact that the crowd's rooting for him doesn't help a whole lot.
Yeah, he's better at it than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it was just a bad idea. People didn't want to cheer. People didn't want to boo Sting.
No.
And half the time, Ric Flair was a babyface. People didn't want to boo. Half the time, Ric Flair was a heel. At this point, people didn't want to boo him.
Right.
And it's tough, I know. But you got to give the people what they want. Generally.
Darby Allin's like, is he one? How old is Darby Allin?
Probably.
Yeah. playing with Gerber's My First Goth Set.
Darby Allin's one of those guys, you know, I saw, you know, I'd see him in Evolve and I'm like, there's no way. And he, you know, he just sort of grows on you.
No, I mean,
yeah.
I would see him in up here in Tacoma and Defy.
Yeah.
And you go, God, he's small. And yes, it's like, I don't have a problem with it because I've seen small guys for their era. Eddie Guerrero was small. Hell, Roddy Piper was technically small. Oh, wait a minute.
Flair's clearing house. Rick Flair is cleaning house in Atlanta.
Look at Sting is selling. Look at Sting's stooge for Flair. The roles are reversed.
Of course he would.
But I mean, like, for example, people in Portland wax nostalgic about Buddy Rose being a baby face. Mm-hmm. And you go back and watch, Buddy Rose is a terrible baby face. He's very tentative. He's not he's a heel.
Right.
And Sting could do both. I was like, he's aggressive when he needs to be. Mm-hmm. He's not tentative. He does a good job.
And Luger could do both. The problem with him was remembering whether he was supposed to be a heel or a face that week because they returned him so often.
Am I condescending to the wrestlers or the fans?
Yep. Okay, here we go. And Flair. Oh, we're going for the figure four. And because Ric Flair is a babyface, he can actually apply it. Wait a minute. Miss Elizabeth has a baseball bat. And Luger has a baseball bat. And instead of hitting him with the face, they're actually using it to choke him, which makes a little more sense.
Yes.
Especially if he's not going to sell a baseball bat shot to the face.
In Brett's defense, the makeup, I'll bet, looked terrible.
Oh, I'm sure it's WCW, so yeah.
If it looked good, he probably would have gone with it, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Luger with a baseball bat shot. And your winners by disqualification, Flair and Bret Hart. Oh, David Flair's making the save. Oh, thank goodness. It's a good thing. See, I was wondering why David Flair was in the arena, but now we know. Oh, well. Okay. All right. I feel like they needed a stable name or something. Oh, wait a minute. The ambulance is here. And there's no one in it.
Is this like a Christ metaphor? Seriously.
I guess so. Okay. Oh, no. David Flair takes the diamond cutter.
Oh, my God. What is Diamond Dallas Page doing to that parts manager?
I know. Oh, here we go.
Casual Friday.
All right.
Okay, it feels like the cue is missed. Like, they should have been in those holds. Like, they got tired of waiting.
They missed the... Yeah, plus I guess it's taking Hogan longer than expected to limp from the ambulance all the way to
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Hogan's, they could at least have Hogan, like, drive up closer with the ambulance.
Or they could have put him backstage and pretend because
which
wrestling
is what they probably did. Jesus. Oh, here we go. He's got the leg brace on. What? Courage!
Can he shake some more?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I could... Yeah. There we go. Oh, Hogan! Oh, right. Okay. I'm sorry. What was I thinking? Three. All right. Keep feeding him.
I love how it used to be Sting could beat up one guy. And now it must be the bat. The bat's the secret.
Yes, it is.
That wiffle ball bat must be the secret.
Yes, it is. It's the magic bat.
Look at Sting. Look at him bail out. Mm-hmm. He's in the way, but okay, fine.
Okay.
You're not in the main event, CB. Get out of the way.
Hogan is protecting Ric Flair, his once mortal enemy. And this other guy he sort of knows. Okay.
They all really secretly resent each other, but hey.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think it was all that secret at one, but yeah, they do. Yeah, these guys are all on the same page. And they could have played that up a little bigger. Oh, meanwhile, well, let's get to what's really important here.
Tow truck wars.
What happened to his car? Contents may sustain some damage and settle during transport.
That's going to cost him hundreds of dollars.
Yes, I know. That's why you pay for the rental car insurance, kids.
That's right.
Okay, and that's the moral of our story. Okay, and that was WCW Nitro for September 27th, 1999. And people are wondering why we don't do more three-hour Nitros. That's why.
There you go.
Do you want to go behind the scenes at World Championship Wrestling and find out what really happened from one of the greatest minds in the history of the business, the infamous booker behind WCW's success with the New World Order? Other podcasts weren't there. Let's clean up the fantasy bullshit, give you real facts and real stories with the Taskmaster himself. Yes, this is Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan, available on the Creative Control Network.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lormet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
Oh, yeah, getting back to the show reviews we talked about. Let's see.
Yes.
What else we do? Okay. And Dave Meltzer's other big comment was, think about this. WWF has spent time successfully promoting women who either can't do interviews to save their lives or who have men's voices, and a few who have both traits, but WCW can't figure out an angle to get Tori Wilson over, which, again, is valid. Okay, so, yeah. Wade Keller's other complaints about Nitro. Insurance would cover the damage to Sid's car. I don't know. I don't know about that. Where was Tori when she was with the Filthy Animals? David Flair dialed a phone number and Tori answered. Where was she? Well, she was in the building, obviously. Let's see. There's no consistency to substitution rules. Shouldn't Bret Hart and Ric Flair have been able to substitute a partner? How fair is it that Sting could attack Hogan, injure him, and then get a 3-on-2 advantage later? Okay. Well, I guess, Wade, that's a good point. All right, so, the important question of what happened next. Well, this was a historic show because during that opening segment with the Bret Hart promo and Conan taking on Perry Saturn, WWF was doing a little segment on Rock with Mick Foley doing This Is Your Life Rock, which turned out to be the highest rated segment in the history of Raw at that time, which led to Raw beating Nitro by its biggest margin ever. So having a better show did not seem to help all that much. Anyway, moving on. What happened next? Well, the next night was Tuesday, September 28th. WCW had a taping for WCW Saturday Night in Rome, Georgia, in front of a whopping 1,373 people. Would you like to hear the main events of the two episodes of Saturday Night they taped?
Well, I just can't believe that Mick Foley and The Rock beat the rating that Smashing My Car from High School did.
I know. It's staggering. Okay. The first main event for the October 2nd show, the first family, Jimmy Hart's first family, beat Brad Armstrong and Steve Armstrong by DQ in a 3-on-2 handicap match. Okay. And the main event for the September 9th episode of Saturday Night, United States champion Sid Vicious defeated Dave Burkhead. Dave Burkhead was a power plant guy. He might have been the tow truck driver.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, well, I mean, they were trying to put the plan, Jimmy Hart, you know, put the power plant guys on TV, give them, you know.
You got to give them time. Get them reps.
That's right. I don't know how many reps he got in a match against Sid Vicious, but
that's true.
All right. Okay, that same night, WWF taped Heat and SmackDown on the 28th in Richmond, Virginia. The main event of Heat, the Godfather defeats Gangrel by disqualification. The main event of SmackDown, it is WWF champion Triple H defending against Davey Boy Smith with guest referee The Rock. The match ends when The Rock attacks both Triple H and Davey Boy Smith, and Steve Austin comes in to help The Rock beat up Triple H and Davey Boy Smith. That was nice. Oh, yeah, and the Sunday following, October 3rd, that was when WCW signed Vince Russo as its new creative director, with Ed Ferrara as his assistant. All this was going on while Mr. McMahon was on his way back from the WWF Rebellion UK pay-per-view on October the 2nd. So that was the last chance, folks. The ratings were so bad that they immediately went and grabbed Russo. Also, ECW had a house show Thursday, September 30th on 9:30, a house show in Spartanburg, South Carolina, at the historic Spartanburg Civic Center. And that then the house show at 9:30 drew 930 people to see Sabu beat Johnny Smith. And in the main event, it was the main event six-person tag. Steve Carino, Jack Victory, and Rugged Rod Price defeated Tommy Dreamer, Raven, and Jazz. So there you have it. All right. So, Jim, and welcome back. And I'm very impressed that you made it through the entire episode. We're all glad. That's a wonderful surprise for Royal Rumble Sunday. It's time now to pick next week's episode. Next week here in the United States is Super Sunday, as in the Pro Football Super Bowl. And it's time to make our picks. Last time out, the randomizer won. We'll still save the randomizer for the end. Do we want to start with the listener's choice?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, from the selection of fan requests, well, we're going to be starting off in February, on February 7th. So the most appropriate thing I thought in here was a show from February 14th, 1999, WWF's Valentine's Day Massacre, or WWF In Your House Valentine's Day Massacre. As you know, that show featured Mankind versus The Rock for the WWF title in a last man standing match. And in the main event, Stone Cold Steve Austin takes on Vince McMahon in a steel cage.
Very famous match.
Very famous match, very well known show. Would you like to go next, or you want me to take it?
Go ahead.
All right, well, I was thinking February also, and, you know, there's... I mean, February, you do get a lot of good wrestling shows, but one we have not done, No Way Out 2004 from the WWF, from the Cow Palace in San Francisco. On that show, it was a big three-way match to determine the number one contender for the WWE title, John Cena versus Kurt Angle versus The Big Show. And in the main event, Brock Lesnar defends the WWE World Heavyweight, the WWE World Title against Eddie Guerrero. That is also a famous show, I'm going to say.
Another famous show.
Yes. All right, Jim?
I can compete with those, but if with Wrestling Challenge.
But you're the king of recovery.
I've been watching those, and they're hilarious. And I think for a lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
I think a lot of people, their frame of reference is kind of WrestleMania set 3 and going forward. And this is 1986. And it kind of is, I think, a blind spot for some people. Mm-hmm. So these wrestling challenges are fascinating to me. So I've picked Wrestling Challenge, September 27th, 1986. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, it's got Paul Orndorff as the number one contender to Hulk Hogan.
Right.
The debut of the Natural, Butch Reed. Mm. And it's got a main event of the British Bulldogs against the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. It's almost built like a Saturday night's main event light.
Hmm.
But the most interesting thing on the show is the debut of the Honky Tonk Man.
Ah.
As a baby face.
Oh, and not cool.
Only, yeah. Not only is he a baby face, he gets an insert interview during his match by Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan saying he takes his vitamins and says his prayers and totally puts over Honky Tonk Man as a baby face. And Honky Tonk Man wrestles exactly like Jerry Lawler. It's wow. Fascinating. So it's just a fascinating show to watch as far as how things changed, how WWE made adaptions, and how some people started and how things changed. It's just kind of this microcosm of WWE in 1986, and while it's not that famous, I think people will enjoy it.
I think you're right, and I also want to point out that episode is the debut of Bobby Heenan as commentator on Wrestling Challenge with Gorilla Monsoon.
Well, again, they're doing a lot of tweaks. They start out the first four tapings, because they do four at a time, are with Johnny V and Ernie Ladd in the booth, and they're not so good.
They're not Bobby Heenan.
No, but who is?
No, they're not. All right, so those are three fine choices from the World Wrestling Entertainment, but we have the randomizer, and the randomizer has a one show winning streak going. So let's see what the randomizer pulls up for us this week. Okay, everybody, we're going to hold on a moment. All right, we got, you know, Jim, the randomizer, literally thousands of shows on here, and lots of categories. We have Mid-South, we have AWA. Let's go ahead and get ready and give the wheel a big spin. Here we go. All right, ECW, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, WWE Pay-Per-View, TNA Asylum, ECW Hardcore. And we stop at, what did we stop at here? That's right, I got a second sound effect if I can get this to work. And I guess I don't. I guess I can't. Oh, well. Oh, here we go. See if we can recognize this music. Probably not. Oh, my goodness, Jim. It's WCW Thunder. And we've never done a WCW Thunder episode anymore, and probably an interesting way to start off a Nitro, to follow up a Nitro. The not just any Thunder, the October 8th, 1998 episode of WCW Thunder from Indianapolis. Okay, actually, let me set this up this way. Okay, so Jim, so you remember we did Halloween Havoc 1998, a very famous pay-per-view?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you the top five matches from that show. The 10 wrestlers who are the most important to WCW at the time. They are Bill Goldberg versus DDP. That's one. Right. Second big match, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior. That's two. Sting versus Bret Hart. That's three. Kevin Nash versus Scott Hall, four. And Rick Steiner versus Scott Steiner, five. So, Jim, out of the 10 wrestlers I mentioned, one of them wrestles on Thunder. Would you like to take a stab at which one?
If I were to guess, I would say because... did you say Scott Hall?
I did say Scott Hall.
So Scott Hall wrestling, does it?
What's that?
So not Scott Hall.
No, it's not Scott Hall. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Diamond Dallas Page versus Raven, and the other main event for Thunder is Lex Luger versus Stevie Ray, because why not?
Why not?
That's 10 big matches, WCW Thunder for October 8th, 1998, and there may be another segment involving Chris Jericho calling out Bill Goldberg, which I suspect is the actual reason someone would vote for this. So there you go. Those are your choices. We have Wrestling Challenge, a legendary wrestling challenge. We have Thunder from 1998 with DDP and Luger and Stevie Ray and Raven. We have Valentine's Day Massacre 99 with Vince and Austin in the cage. And we have No Way Out 2004 with Brock Lesnar and Eddie Guerrero. Four big shows and four very distinctive choices up on Twitter at Real Pat McNeil. And, okay, also... since I'm at Real Pat McNeil, Jim is at Jim Valley. He's also on Twitter. And you, by the way, can leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review from us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your favorite pods are cast. Our Facebook group is facebook.com/WaybackPlaybackPodcast. And if you'd like to know more about Conan, Perry Saturn, Psychosis, Billy Kidman, or even Ric Flair, visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, The Wrestling Observer, or check out your local library app, because they're all in books. Jim.
Yeah, you know, I mean, times are hard right now. If you can't sign up for Patreon, totally get it right now. But yeah. I mean, even a 5-star rating up on the iTunes, it's free for you. It would help us a lot. So if you could do that first, that would be awesome. And we'll talk to you same way back time, same playback channel.
All right, we have Jim Valley back for a full episode, and that's fantastic. And I'm amazed you could do that, Jim. And thank you very much. And looking forward to another 334 episodes with Jim, if we can last that long. Until then, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.